Farming often involves traveling long distances in remote areas to check on crops or cattle. And no matter what crop is being harvested, you'll often find many farms share one thing in common, a farm dog. As KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports, working dogs may be a tool in the upcoming battle between cattle ranchers and the reintroduction of the Mexican gray wolf.
Before we get into the fiercely debated Mexican gray wolf topic, let's talk about dogs. I've visited countless farms for agriculture or rural-related stories. I always look forward to it, no matter how long the trip or how early the call time. In fact, the first feature story I did when I moved to the state in 2015 involved dogs.
So don't be surprised. This is not the only dog.
I love dogs, so that's totally fine.
Okay, this was not technically on a farm, but it was in rural Pima County. I also tend to write those dogs into the story, especially if they are particularly talkative. Most of the time, the farm dogs I meet are working, like on a fish farm east of Dateland. The big white dogs that may have been Great Pyrenees help to protect the goats that also live on the farm.
Hello.
At a half-day forum put on by the Arizona Department of Agriculture, I learned big white dogs are actually an umbrella of farm dog category, like Akbash or Anatolian Shepherd dogs. The forum was meant to educate ranchers in northeastern Arizona and New Mexico on how to use dogs to protect their herds. Wyoming sheep rancher and keynote speaker Kat Urbekite says American ranchers are behind their global counterparts in effectively using dogs.
We've only had used livestock guardian dogs in a systematic way in America for about the last 40 years, even though they've been used for thousands of years in other areas of the world.
That would be in countries like Spain and Turkey, where some of her dogs come from. Decades ago, government officials began working with American sheep herders to use dogs as flock protectors. She says cattle ranchers haven't had the same benefit.
But now the sheep industry in America has had 4 decades of experience in using livestock guardian dogs. So we have somewhat of a culture of using that now. But cattle producers, it's just never been targeted for them.
Since the reintroduction of the Mexican gray wolf in Arizona and New Mexico, cattle ranchers have had to deal with their herds being targeted by the intelligent predators. Urbekite says there is no such thing as a peaceful coexistence between a rancher and a native wolf.
Sometimes I cringe when I hear the coexistence thing because I heard someone say a peaceful coexistence, and I can tell you as a livestock producer who runs both sheep and cattle in wolf country, it is not a peaceful coexistence.
Her dogs work as herd protectors. They will fight a wolf, sometimes to the death. And though they are well-loved, they are not pets.
My guardian dogs, it's like having the best hired hand ever.
The forum was contentious at times. At one point, a man stood up to question a U.S. official who was presenting on how many investigations they'd done into livestock killed by the Mexican gray wolf. Arizona Department of Agriculture Director Mark Killian says he hoped the forum would give ranchers a tool to use in their work.
It's having a negative impact on the ranchers. They're losing lots of livestock. And so the purpose of this meeting was to give them some hope.
The federal government has indemnity payments for livestock producers who lose animals to wolves. Killian says his role in the state ag department is to help educate ranchers on what resources they have.
We don't have any money to do a wolf program, so everything we do on this, we just kind of cobble together. We borrow employees from different parts of the divisions to put a team together, and we work and we do a lot of work on our own.
Dog Forum attendee Teresa Trujillo says she started keeping Anatolian Shepherds in her home in the White Mountains when she thought of keeping some small farm animals.
I called our ag extension agent in Apache County, and his response was, "Oh, no, you don't want to do that there. There are too many predators." And I said, "Well, what if I bring an Anatolian Shepherd up with me?" He goes, "Oh, then we don't have to have this conversation."
Her dogs have grown in number, and she lives near a cattle ranch. She says while she doesn't have livestock, the nearby rancher says the dogs have helped his business.
And the cattleman who runs his cattle on that open range says that since we brought in the dogs, he hasn't lost any calves, and he used to lose 1 to 3 a year in that area.
Trujillo thinks it's about time American cattlemen start using farm dogs as tools against wolves, because the Mexican gray wolf is not going away anytime soon. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Apache County.